Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Business Modeling Using Business Compress Integration with WebSphere Business Modeler. Today's presenter is Leonie Reed. Leonie earned her degree in Information Technology in 2002 while working for IBM. She then worked as a consultant for a small software company for 1.5 years, returning to IBM in 2007. For the last 3 years, she has provided Level 2 support for WebSphere Business Modeler, Monitor, Pub Server, Compass, and Business Space. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Leonie.
Thanks, Joseph. So, hello, everybody, and so let's go and start the presentation. Joseph, can you please turn to slide number 2, the agenda? Okay, so this is what we are discussing today. First, I will give you a short description about the product Compass, and then there will be a comparison between the process modeling on the one hand and with a business designer in Compass, and on the other hand with a business modeler project. Then I will show you how you can model within Compass with a business designer view in Compass, so how you create the process models and work with them. After that, I will show you the reviewing perspective within Compass. Then I will talk about the Compass business designer that is also integrated in Modeler. And after that, I will talk about the life cycle, so how models can go from Modeler to Compass and the other way around. And this will also make clearer in a demo than where I will show it right at the product. So please turn to slide number 3. So what is Compass? Compass is the new name of WebSphere Business Modeler Publishing Server. So with version 7, the name has changed, but it's not only the name that has been changed. It's also that there has been additional functionalities added to the product, and that is the business design space where you can model business documents, so like processes or maps. And then there is still the reviewing perspective available that was the previous function of the publishing server. And there you can view and comment on models that have been published to the Compass using Business Modeler. Let's go to slide number 4. So why modeling in Compass when there is also Modeler available? So this is so the main differences between the two modeling opportunities. So on the one hand, you have in the business designer a very simple modeling, it's very high level, where you can describe your processes or maps, and that are integrated in this business designer and can be shared with other users of Business Compass. And on the other hand, you have the business modeler projects, and these are really complex processes, so you can also define business measures and make some deeper analyses with simulations or reports. And then you can go to the loop to the WID, to the integration developer, to export it and then work on it more in detail and deploy it to process server or monitor or what you want. Okay, let's go to slide number 5. So here you can see at the bottom of the slide, there is a screenshot of the modeling option in Compass, so the business design view. And here you can create the different business items, like you have strategy maps. And strategy maps are to design or plan overall strategy of an organization. So you define the goals and how to achieve it. Then you have capability maps, that defines what business does, so like services or operational functions. Then you have the process maps, BPMN. So this is what we will have a closer look later on in this presentation. And this is the visual representation of the business processes, like the activities or decisions you can have. And this is, you can use it for document current business processes or for future processes. Then you can have the, or you can create standard business vocabulary. So there you can define definitions for standard terms or business item definitions for messages or errors, and that you can use it within all the business documents between the compass. Then you can also define service documents. So this is to specify the service operations that can also be reused in the process maps. And you can also have organization charts, that is to visualize the structural relationships between different organization units. And all these business design documents can be shared and collaborated on within Business Compass. So let's go to slide number 6. So the modeling within Business Compass, you can have different elements, and this slide is about the different types you can have. So you can have tasks, and the tasks can be generic, or you can also define user tasks that are assigned to a person for completion, for example. Then you can also have the business rule tasks. That means that you have business logic or rules that apply to this task. Then there are also service tasks available. That means that this is an automated activity. Then you can have gateways that can be exclusive, that only one path will be followed or parallel. And then you can have different types of start endpoints or message events, so message receive or message send events. And you can also have terminate events, so, for example, the difference of a terminant ends means that when this point is reached, then the whole process is stopped. And when an endpoint reached within one process flows, the other can continue. And additionally, you can also create sub-processes or global sub-processes. Or you can, of course, have different connectors to show the data or sequence flow. And you can also visualize associations with business items or so. And what's also important is that you can, this process maps, you can export it, and you have the possibility to export it as PowerPoint or BPMN XML format. Or you can also create a document network as a, it's called BCA file, and this is to be shared within Modeler or different Compass environments. Okay, let's go to slide number 7. So when you designed your business process within Compass, you can use this process advisor to validate your process. Here you have different possibilities to be checked. So you can check for inconsistencies or missing information or references. And when you then press start, and then the process advisor runs, and then you see red check marks on the items that are okay. And when there is an item that is not okay, there is this question mark and red box on this, and then you can click on it and look for advisors. And then after you have made your changes to work on the items that are not correct, then you can rerun this process advisor. So you have to be sure that you are in the edit mode. So before that, you cannot use this process advisor. Okay, let's go to slide number 8. What's also possible in Compass is to make a walkthrough to your process, and therefore you can step through the specific path of your process and make different scenarios. So you can say it's a very simple form of simulation, like you can use a modeler, and then you can maybe see where some points have to be reviewed. And this can be also presented. Okay, let's go to slide number 9. So the review page is what I previously mentioned, the what is called the old functionality of the previous version of Business Modeler Publishing Server. And you have this this 4 pages in this view. And so the functionality is that users can comment on processes that have been created by modeler. So in the draft artifacts page, the business artifacts are displayed, and you can then review and make comments on this. Then you have, and here on the slide, you can see what it's looked like when you want to add a comment. So you have the type, priority, and status, and then you can the details. You can make your comments into that field. Then you have the review access control page that is used by administrators to grant access and edit rights to the published files for different users or user groups. And there is also this review manager page that can be used to administrate the project and files. And the released artifacts page displays all the released business artifacts. Okay, please turn over to slide number 10. So within Modeler, the whole business designer functionality is also included in the version 7. So you can switch from the modeling perspective to the business designer perspective, and then it represents the same functionality as in Compass, including the modeler, modeling, or process advisor, and the walkthrough, what I showed you before. And additionally, you have the option to transform your business design processes into a business modeler project so that you can make then a deeper investigation on your process. And as I also mentioned before, you can export the business design processes from the business design view and then import it into another modeler environment or into another Compass environment. So let's go to slide number 11. So here is a screen capture of the business designer view within Modeler. And here you see the palette at the top and the process, the sample process. And you see the different items that are available. And you can also switch from different layouts, from swim lane layout to freeform layout, or you can also apply the horizontal or vertical alignment. Okay, let's go to slide number 12. So what I mentioned before is that you can transform your business design processes into a business modeler project. And here you see on the left side, it's a little bit small, the dialog that appears when you click the transform option. And then you can select whether you want to create a new project or to import this into an existing project within your modeler workspace. And then after you hit the finish button, you will see what's on the right side of the slide, that this is the process that you created in the business designer that is then viewed in your modeler environment. Please go to slide number 13. This diagram shows the interoperability with Compass and Modeler. So you see on the left and on the right hand side the two products, Modeler and Compass. And the light blue boxes represent the different types. So you have on the one hand the business design models, and on the other hand the modeling projects. And so you have the business designer, as I showed you before. You have this option in the Compass or in the modeler environment, and then you can export this interchange file and import it in the other environment, and this goes in both directions. Then on the left-hand side, you can transform the business design models to the business modeler projects with this transformation. And then you can, of course, as before, publish your business modeler projects to Business Compass for the review page. Okay, let's go to slide number 14. And that means we will have the demo. Joseph.
Mm-hmm. So, Leonie, I'm going to pass control over to you right now.
Okay, so hope everyone can see my screen now. Please let me know if not. So can you please let me know if you can see my screen?
Yes, Leonie, I can see your screen perfectly.
Okay, thanks. So this is the business design space, and here you can see the business documents view. And here I have at the left top the possibility to create the business documents. And the large item here is the process map, and this is what I want to create now. And I will call this customer order process. So this is the process editor here in Compass. And on the top I have the possibility to switch. I'm already on the detailed palette, and when I click here, I can show you that it gets expanded, and here you see all the different items that are available. So I will go ahead and enhance this, and I will change this. So I will then use this quick add function. This is an easy way to add a lot of tasks at once. So here I will write in the name. And when I hit enter, you can see that the item is created, and the next one gets created. So I could very fast create different tasks. And then I can also create tasks by dropping that from the menu before. Get custom ID. So I'm a little bit rearranging the things. And then I will... Yeah. Want to? I make it this way. And what I can also do is to use this plus sign to add a new task within a process flow, and then a new task get created. Okay. So then I want to create a gateway, and I will use this exclusive gateway. So this is the question of if the customer is already existing. And then I will add the name of the branch. This is yes. So there I will have another option. And I need a new task for this. And this will be create customer account. This is the second pass. Will be the no. This will also apply to this. Okay, so now I want to make this task a little bit, I need more for this, so I decide to make this as a sub-process. And then I can only, or I simply drop this sub-process to this, and you can see this orange box, and when I leave it, so then I will have this plus sign, and that means that I have created this sub-process, and the sub-process contains this, oops, sorry, this single task. Get customer information. And then I need another task, and I'm using again this plus sign to create the customer record. Okay, so that's an easy way to really quickly work on or create a process. And then I show you how to export this, and therefore I have here this export option, and I click to show you the different options. So as I mentioned before, there's the Microsoft PowerPoint export, and this is the business design environment. This is what I mentioned before, to exchange it within the different environments of your Compass or Modeler. And this is what I'm doing now. So I will save this, and yes, I want to export this. Save the file, and I will put it on my desktop. Okay, so after that, I will go to my modeler. And here I will switch to the business design perspective. So here, switch to the business designer. It will take some time to load. But here you can see that it looks very similar to the business space or the Compass, the design space in Compass. And here I have the option to upload the file. And this is where I will choose my file now. Okay. Okay, so here it says that if I want to import this as a new, and I say okay. And here is my process. So I will go to the edit mode. And I will show you the process advisor. And here, the advisor. Here I can review if I want to check all these things, broken links. Can provide blah blah blah, and I say start. Great, everything is green. So I can continue and transform this. Okay, so I want to this, and I don't have a project already, so I quit this automatically. Finish. Okay. Then I will switch to the business modeling perspective. And here you can see that I now have a new project. It's called customer order process, like my business design process. And here under the processes, I have this process. And here you see my process, and there's also the sub-process in it. And now you could make the loop again and, for example, publish this. So then you have the loop complete. Okay, so that was my demonstration, and I turn over the screen to Joseph. So then please turn to slide number 15. And this is the summary of the presentation. So Compass has the two main components. On the one hand, the business designer, that is the new functionality, and on the other hand, the review page, what is the remaining functionality from the publishing server. And on the business design space, you can define a simple processes. And then you can export it within your modeler environment, and you can also transform it to business modeler project, and so on. If you publish it, you complete the life cycle. Okay, so that was it from my side. So I want to turn over again to Joseph.
Thank you, Liani, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Sandra, we would like to open the line for questions.
Our first question today is from Jeff Burgess. Your line is open.
Hi, yeah. For Business Compass, is there any check-in and check-out process built into the software for the models that are created by business users?
So do you mean the business design models? Or
the business design models they might create in Compass to prevent?
Yeah, you can export it. Within the different environments, but what I did not show in the session, you can also make them publish. So maybe it's a little bit like you want, and you can collaborate on them. And when I'm, for example, a user, and I say I will share this process, and then the other users can see it in their repository and work on that. But it's not like a really checkout or so that only you can work at that time, I think.
Okay.
We have no further questions at this time, sir.
Thank you, Sandra. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.